We are back here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, and Mitch Fortner here with you. We'll talk with Wyatt Thompson in just a moment. Later on in the hour, 4:45, Jeff Mitty, K-State women's basketball head coach, will call into the show. They await their NCAA tournament destination. Should find out sometime shortly after 6 o'clock when the women's selection show airs on ESPN. Right now they're projected still as a 6th seed according to ESPN bracketology. Hasn't really changed much in the last couple weeks. But we do have Wyatt Thompson with us live from Dayton, Ohio, as K-State has already made it to Dayton. It's a very quick turnaround, not only for this first four game, but then a quick turnaround if you win that and have to go play a couple days later in Sacramento. So everything has been very hectic and very crazy. But now that you are there in Dayton with the team, Wyatt, what's the vibe been like with these guys?
You know what? I think they're really excited, to be honest about it, John, and you can understand that. I think they really had some momentum going, at least until the final 10 or 20 seconds of the ball game against West Virginia on Friday. These guys really, I think, have played pretty well in the last couple of weeks, and they believe they've got an opportunity here, and let's see what they can do with it.
Yeah, that's why one of the biggest things that was going through my mind yesterday listening to those guys talk, you were at the media session with me as well, it's just I felt good for the seniors, those guys, not only Wes and DJ, who for obvious reasons have been through a ton to get back to the NCAA tournament, but you know, even a guy like Corby Irvin, who discussed briefly dropping down a level at the end of last year to go play, but stuck it out and has really embraced what his role's been this year.
You know, when you hear Bruce Weber talk about him, it brings a smile to your face. This is a young man who really has put his heart and soul into this. I think he's certainly, I think this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, he has certainly put the team in front of himself, and I very much appreciate that. He's a young guy who's obviously had a surgery in the off season. He's worked on his body. He's worked on his attitude. He's accepted his role. He's become a better player. I'm not sure what they're is that's there that isn't to like in terms of how Corby has handled himself over the last year. And for Wes and DJ, I'm like you, you know, listening there yesterday, it was really, for me personally, sitting there looking at DJ, reflecting back to 2014 in the game in St. Louis against Kentucky and how far he has come since that time. And Wes has put a lot into this, too. You're always happy for the guys that are doing it for the last time and having an opportunity to do it for the last time. That's the best part.
Wyatt, even including the loss to West Virginia in the Big 12 semifinals, what do you think was the biggest difference with this team over the final four games of the season in making this push to the tournament?
It's a great question, Tyler, and I think it's probably twofold, honestly. I think the game at Oklahoma kind of got under their skin, and it made them come together a little bit more as a group and said, you know what, we're better than this. Nobody is on board with us, and I mean that sincerely. I think they felt like it was us against the world, and I think it helped them. The second part is obvious, and that's the defense. Not sure how and or why the defense was kind of like it was towards the beginning of the year, but I thought in the last two games of the regular season and in the two games in the tournament was as good a defense as they've played in any stretch in any part of this season. I don't know if you guys would buy into that or not, but that's the way I saw it. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the championship game with West Virginia and Iowa State, and it's like 23-20, 7 minutes into the game, and I'm thinking yesterday they had 16 and a half. You know, I mean, it just they just played terrific defense. They didn't win the game, but they did everything but, that's for sure.
Is it oversimplifying just to say DJ Johnson's a huge factor there and he was beat up there for a stretch towards the end of the year and has gotten healthier now? Perhaps that's the biggest difference?
It's a wonderful point, and I think it is really the difference in this group. You know, I think...
No, looks like we may have lost Wyatt. Hopefully we'll see if Mitch can get him back on here. But, you know, to that point, it was something Bruce Weber mentioned yesterday, and that's part of why I brought it up. When he did get a question about the defense and how much better it has been during the last four games of the season, a big thing that he mentioned was just DJ Johnson being healthy. And I think we have Wyatt back. But, yeah, just Wyatt, we lost you right about the point you started answering that question, just the impact that DJ being healthy has on the defense.
Well, it really has been the key as far as I'm concerned, John. We've said all along this year, really, that – you know, this team is at its best when everybody is doing their part. But I don't think there's any question from, you know, just a heart standpoint, from a high motor standpoint, just effort, all of those kind of things. I don't mind saying this. I think DJ is kind of in a class in this with this team by himself that way. I think everybody feeds off of his passion and his energy and his work ethic and how hard he goes. And that's been a really, really big factor, I think, in the last four games.
Wyatt, I think it's almost kind of a fitting matchup for K-State in this first four game, taking on a Wake Forest team that scores at such a high level. And now K-State, using that newfound defense that we've seen over the last couple weeks, they're going to have to go out and prove it against one of the better offensive teams that they've faced this year. How do you kind of look at this matchup?
Well, I think you kind of nailed it. I think it's K-State's defense against Wake's offense. You look at their team. They've got two guards that score it. One shoots 45% from three, the other 35% from three. And then they've got a guy up front who basically averaged 20.3 points a game in conference play, and that's the ACC, for those who don't know. That's an impressive thing when you're averaging 18.5 during the season, but 20.3 in the ACC. He's got like 17 double-doubles. He's 6'10". He's basically Dean Wade's size, 6'10 and 235-ish. But shoots it very well. He shot 64%, I believe it was, from the field in ACC games. So this is a high-level team offensively. Honestly, I'm not sure yet what they are defensively. I think they prefer offense and would rather do that than guard. And maybe that'll play into K-State's favor. We'll see. But K-State will have a real challenge. We've talked about how their defense has been good. They're going to really be tested here tomorrow night.
Well, I don't want to. We're talking with Wyatt Thompson, by the way, live from Dayton. I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but just having watched him a little bit and seeing the numbers and his size, and again, DJ Johnson brought this up yesterday, but is Jonathan Motley in the area of what kind of a player this guy is?
Yeah, he's probably. I think probably Motley is a fairly decent comparison, although I think he's probably just a little bit thicker. I don't know if he's the same type of athlete, though. And the thing that makes Motley so good, and you guys have seen him all year long, you know, he can step out the three-point range. That's not John Collins' game. He lets Crawford and Woods take all the threes, and he's beating you from 15 feet and in. So it's a challenging game, but I really liked DJ's response yesterday. He said, I've seen a lot of guys in this league, and Landon Lucas too, and let's go check how this guy is and see what happens.
You know, one factor too to me that has led to K-State being much better in the last four games is just not only Corby Irvin and the way that he's played, but what they've gotten from Isaiah Maurice. And you know, it makes you almost lament the fact that he had to miss those three games and it seemed to stunt his growth in the middle of the season. But with what he's doing now, not only offensively but defensively, I think it gives you a lot of hope heading into next year, doesn't it?
Totally, exactly right. You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting there doing the two games in Kansas City, and I had a thought as I'm sitting there watching Isaiah, and that thought was, this is what we were hopeful of all along. He looked comfortable on the offensive end. He looked pretty comfortable on the defensive end. He was blocking some shots. He was making some shots. It's really an extraordinary thing for this team if those three guys off the bench can help and give you what they're capable of giving you. They haven't really done it all together. Maybe they did in the Baylor game more than any other game this year, and you kind of saw what happened. So it's important that those guys play a role, not only here, but hopefully after here.
Well, Wyatt, before I let you go, I don't know how much media stuff has actually happened. Have you had a chance to talk or hear from Danny Manning?
No, not yet. As a matter of fact, we're probably, let me look at my watch here, we're probably about 15 minutes away from K-State's players and then Weber visiting with the media, and then they will go to the floor for an open session, and then Wake will come in after that. So looking forward to hearing from both K-State and Wake. I kind of got a sense of what K-State will say. Really interested to hear what Wake's take is on the matchup and the kind of year they've had, because they closed, like K-State, they closed pretty strongly too.
Yeah, beat Louisville down the stretch run of the season, which obviously stands out there. Wyatt, appreciate you taking some time to join us. Enjoy Dayton and hopefully Sacramento as well later this week.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me, guys. Nice talking to you. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care. There's Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, with us here on Wildcat Insider Live from Dayton. I'll throw this factoid out, and I thought this was interesting. It got brought up at the beginning of the press conference yesterday. Obviously, Danny Manning has connections playing K-State when he was at Kansas. Danny and the Miracles played K-State in the Elite Eight. K-State in the Sweet 16 beat Purdue to get to the Elite Eight. Purdue head coach Gene Katie, his assistant Bruce Weber. So Bruce Weber made the comment when things were getting ready to start, yeah, I wanted to play Danny Manning that year. He got beat by K-State and Mitch Richmond and company. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we go a little more big picture with hoops and what getting into the tournament means long-term for the program, and can K-State make a run? But when we come back, just to look back a little bit at the Big 12 tournament, there was plenty of positive. The negative is blowing the lead and losing to West Virginia. There's been a lot of talk about the last play. What happened on that last play against West Virginia? You'll hear from Kamau and Bruce on what went wrong. This is Wildcat Insider.